Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
And of course, thank you very much for your company again. The Radio City Legends with 188 Bess is back for a Thursday night. John Aldridge, Graham Sharp are both here. I'm Steve Hothersaw. You can give us a shout over the course of the next 55 minutes to an hour. 0151 4720967. 4720967. Our producer, Dave. Don't worry, no need to be excused, John. You're on mic, by the way. Give us a shout, 4720967. Our producer, Dave, will take your calls and we'll get as many on air as possible over the course of the next hour. We can talk FA Cup, we can talk transfer windows, and we can talk about what a genius Sharpie was in predicting on Monday that Liverpool would get beaten by Swansea.
But he never put money on it.
I just had a funny feeling. I just thought it was just one of those games everybody expects Liverpool to win. Horrible trip down there. Night kickoff. I just thought that they might just be ripe. Just somebody just to get a little upset in the way. I said, John watched it as well kind of thing. I just thought Liverpool were slow. It was slow out the blocks.
Sharpie, and you know, never got out of first, second gear. You know, at half time, I just couldn't see a score. We've seen these games hundreds and hundreds of times over the years. And if you start off in that manner, it's hard to get, unless the manager changed something at half time. A little bit better second half, but not an awful lot. You couldn't get any worse, to be honest. You know, whereas against Manchester City, we were ratting all over their back four and the midfield and pinching balls off. We didn't pinch one ball off the Swansea. We actually allowed them time on the ball and going, well, why isn't Firmino closing them down? And then we were like 4 or 5 yards off them.
So what is it, a hangover from the City game?
Well, there's a famous saying, isn't it, after the Lord Mayor's show in football, and again, that's happened to us no end of times. You know, all of a sudden, you perhaps feel that you've done it, you know, you're bigger than what you are, for the want of better words, as a team or as a player yourself. You know, if someone scored a hat-trick or 4 goals, he might go out next game thinking it's going to happen to me. And if you don't make things happen, it won't happen. You've got to make things happen. If you expect them to roll for you, they don't in football. You've got to do it every single day, and you know, you've got to be consistent.
Yeah, the thing is as well, were we surprised? Not really, the way they set up.
They just got
behind the ball and made it difficult for Liverpool. But sometimes when that happens, you need to move the ball quick. If you get lulled into that same sort of slow, boring, you can't get yourself out of that. And that's what happened to Liverpool. Listen, he could have got a draw at the end with Firmino's header. But it was just one of those nights. I just had a funny feeling.
It's also, you know, you look at it, I'm going like on the point of view, Manchester City, Liverpool had like 5 candidates for man of the match. Because they played, you're going, how well did he play? You know, he's an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 type of thing. At Swansea, you couldn't pick a player that you could give 7 to. You just couldn't. Everyone was just
well. The only player who didn't really make a mistake was the keeper because he had nothing to do and he couldn't stop the goal, could he?
Yeah.
Absolutely, but the outfield players
played, you know, below. Yeah.
So Carlos Carvajal, the Swansea manager, likened it afterwards to Liverpool being an F1 car stuck in the traffic in London. And it's the problem that sort of dogged Liverpool for quite a while, isn't it?
Listen. We've talked about it before. Teams are not going to set up and say, right, I tell you what, we'll take Liverpool on toe-to-toe in a fist fight. There's only one winner. So he knows he's in trouble. He needs points. So he just set his team out and he would have drilled them all week. This is the shape. Get behind the ball. When you lose possession, get behind the ball. And the odd chance when we do get the ball, let's see if we can break fast. And it worked to a tee for them. But I'd have to say that Liverpool were below par.
Yeah.
And that helped them.
And they played really well. Yeah. Defended really well. You've got to give them credit. But it's a great anecdote, you have to say. Because we've been in London many times, gents, haven't we? In horrible traffic.
And not
moving. We used to go away to watch the commentary. Hated it.
I've got to say, there's nothing worse than being stuck in a car with John Aldridge. But then being stuck in a car with John Aldridge in traffic is even worse. Because he tries to drive for you, even though he's not in front of the wheel.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take a chance, don't you? Go inside. Go on, go around now. No. Go just have a little jib in there.
He thinks it's the bumper cars when you're on the motorway, does John? Just pull out in the fast lane. Do this, do that. Right, Everton-wise, I've got loads of things we could talk about, but it is the final week of the transfer window. So do we expect anything going on Everton? A couple of players, and I was surprised to read maybe Ademola Lookman going out on loan. Maybe even Sandro going out on
Sandro,
loan.
I think Sandro would go out on loan.
Yeah?
I think they've... He's nowhere near. It's just where he goes on loan. I think the only place he'd go on loan is probably back to Spain. Lookman would be a disappointment because I think he's got ability. But it's now buying Walcott. Does that even lessen his chances of playing? So they might try and get him out for a few games. But I think we've got to be careful. You know, I think what we mustn't do is alienate the kid so the kid wants to go back to London. And I know Tottenham and Arsenal are supposed to be like two of his suitors. So we've got to be careful with him. But personally speaking, I'd keep him. I think because Bolasie is just back after injury. I think he's hit and miss. So personally speaking, I'd speak. But I think he's one of those young kids that wants to play football and he just wants games.
Young players don't really want to go out on loan, do they? Especially when they've landed at their destination.
No, this day and age, you know, when we had reserve teams, and sometimes, even for Liverpool, I'd say, well, can I play in the reserves?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather play rather than train. Mm. You know, you want to play 11 aside. And I know when you're a young lad like that, training all the time, you're thinking, I want to play football, I want to play 11 aside, I want to score, I want to make goals, or want to say whatever. So sometimes you've just got to make sure he benefits from whatever team he goes to, they play the right way, which is going to benefit him, you know, as he's a good protege.
Right, before we take some of your calls, 0151 472 0967, let's touch on a couple of subjects, including the Leeds United badge. So you've got it here in front of you, John. So Leeds decided we are going to rejuvenate our badge. So they got rid of the white rose, and they thought,
why?
What else could we have?
But why did they want to get rid of the emblem we've had for all those years? Why?
I don't know. They consulted 10,000 people. So, apparently,
where are the new owners or the owners from? Do we know?
Is he Italy?
It's Italian.
Yeah. So the new badge, well, actually, it's not going to go ahead, is it? But the one they came up with is basically a guy pumping his chest like
it's
they go
corny.
They go Leeds, don't they?
It's very corny, isn't it, really? It just doesn't look right, you know. It doesn't give the message. I've got so much respect for Leeds United. Because growing up, you know, in the 60s, you know, Liverpool and Everton were big, massive. Leeds were massive. What a great side they are. Yeah. And I can name their team off by heart, you know, great. And that's shambolic. That won't happen.
A big club can't have that.
That looks as if the kids won that and they put in the competition.
Yeah.
Well, Everton had their own issue with the badge not so many years ago, didn't they? And you've seen how fiercely and strongly people react to
but
it.
But I don't think there's... And listen, I know clubs have to go forward. I know that. But... why do they need to change their badge? The badge has been synonymous with them for how many years they've been actually founded. So why change it to something as crass as that?
Just want to make sure what goes on the pitch. Yeah. You put the money into the club to get it where it belongs. Mm. That's what they want. They never mind the badge.
I don't think that's hanging around. Let's take some calls. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. And we're going to start with Everton. Joel's first on. Evening, Joel.
Good evening. You okay?
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Graeme, you okay? Yeah. Just a couple of little points. Just want to say to you just about the team and stuff like that is I don't think he's kept Williams off the team a couple of games in the Merseyside derby and then kept him out of another Merseyside derby and then put him back in. I don't see the point of what he's doing there. I really don't, because if you're going to give someone a run of games, they've got to play every game. Otherwise, the confidence is going to fail. They're going to think, I'm not good enough to play, stuff like that. Jack Elka, for me, has passed it. He's too old. Yeah, he might have got up and set that goal up in a derby, but he's too old to play for Everton anymore.
See, I disagree with Joel there in terms of... I would have Jaggers in my team at this moment in time. I agree with you in terms of chopping and changing. It doesn't do anybody any good. You know, I think you need to get a settled back four especially and stick with it. He's tried to play three at the back. He's played four at the back. Me, personally... I would have Jagielka in my team. I think he's the best of what we've got. And I know what you're saying about age-wise and everything else, but I think Jags has got more about him in terms of pace than what Williams has. I think Williams is more of a scrapper, you know, but then I look at the goal we conceded, you know, the other day, you know, and it was poor defending. I just think that there's your back four, stick with it. Now, who those four are is up to him. He sees them in training every single day. He sees them in matches. He decides. But for the benefit of the team, I think it helps you if you've got a settled back four and a goalkeeper.
Yeah, if you've got a back four, I think to be honestly, Chelsea, we're missing Murray, really. We're missing somebody who's just going to get that ball and get rid of it. We're missing about too much at the back with the ball. We're not settled enough at the back.
I think the left back situation.
We're a really good team. Yeah. We can settle at the back.
I think the
if
left
we can
back.
Get settled at the back, we really don't need any more strikers now. We've got three strikers and brains are getting rid of Niasse. It's going to be brain dead if he gets rid of him. Because he showed you coming on the other day, after a minute of being on, literally can put the ball in the net. That's what them kind of players can do. Mm.
Yeah, I just think at the moment, Joe, we're missing a left back. I think that's a big. And listen, it's all right saying Leighton Baines, he's coming near the end, but he's a left footer in there, or we've got, if Garbutt plays in there, he gives it a little bit more balance.
He's not giving Garbutt a go, though, is he?
Well, I don't know. I think he's been training with them, so whether that comes about the next game, I'm not too sure, but we need a bit more balance.
Joel?
Yeah, we do.
Joel, I'm just thinking, obviously, Seamus is coming back, you know, and yeah. I like Seamus an awful lot, great player, not just for Evan, for Republic of Ireland. If all else fails, could he not play left back?
He could.
I know it's not ideal,
but he
could do that,
back,
couldn't he?
I'd push Kenny over to left back.
Yeah.
I really think Seamus Coleman, we've really missed him. I think, unfairly, he's probably one of the best right backs in the world.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be funny about that, but I think
he's a great player.
I know loads of people are going to probably get on and go, yeah, he's chatting too, but he's probably one of the best right backs in the world.
Mm. But he's certainly one of the best right backs in the Premier League, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, so he's had 60 minutes, hasn't he, Coleman?
Yeah, he played in under 23s the other day.
You know what, though? It didn't look like he had a leg break in that game. He was flying into tackles. So people, when they tell me players scared when they have a leg break, they're not me.
I think you know, it's different mentality. Yeah. He's got a strong mentality, you know. He'll go through brick wall.
I felt a bit bad for McCarthy. He was just getting back playing and then things like that. He was just back, big winning the team. Looked like no injuries were coming, and then the next minute, it was a leg break.
Just hope really good
day for him, though. Hope he's back on the men's table and back playing again soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Nice one, Joel. Thank you,
Joel.
All the best. 4720967, if you'd like to get your point across. He mentioned Umar Niasse, and I didn't realise. Is he on the...
No, the
list of players that might head out on loan.
I think Sam Allardyce has said...
Where's he got that from? Is that a rumour?
No, I think Sam Allardyce has said he's not going anywhere.
Right.
So I don't think that's happening.
Well, you wouldn't at this moment in time.
No, not at all. I think he may have done if... when he came in at the beginning, I think it might have been one of those ones they thought, I'll ship him out, but I think he shows you what he can do, and if somebody's got a chance of scoring goals for you, don't let them go.
Right, okay. It's what's the time? 6:43. Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. We're going to take plenty more of your calls, and of course Liverpool in FA Cup action this weekend. Everton have got a slightly longer break, so what are they doing with themselves? Sharpie will tell us more shortly.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
It's 10 to 7. Radio City, Radio City Talk. The Legends and the boys here, if you want to give them a shout. 0151 472 0967. I'm Steve Hovers. Saw John Aldridge, Graham Sharp in the studio. One of the stories that's emerged this afternoon before we get back to the phone lines is about Liverpool launching a war on the trade in unofficial tickets. And the Reds have even employed private investigators to get behind the scenes. To get some information to try and eradicate ticket touting to protect supporters from getting caught out with fake or unofficial tickets. So the club themselves have actually urged anyone who's been the victim of touting to contact them with full details.
Many times have you heard this?
Yeah.
From the club?
No, but just it's rife.
For ages,
but I've never heard the club taking such a hard stance against it.
Quite right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big problem for Liverpool, isn't it?
It's been a problem for years, Steve, hasn't it? Obviously, the thing is with Liverpool, you know, there's 27,000 people or so on the season ticket waiting list, genuinely. Then every game, there's 20,000 people, applicants, get turned away. So that makes the seat value more than what it should be. So people are capitalising on that, obviously, by whichever way or form they can get a book of tickets. And it's like, because Liverpool got so much support outside the city coming in, they're desperate. And unless... the only way you can get a ticket now, because I work for the club hosting, is through, you know, the corporate side, going corporate. Mm. Couple of hundred quid a ticket, you get three course meal, blah, 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 you get an inter, you know, with the next player, that's the way football's gone. But if you can't get that...
Which is what not a lot of people want to pay.
Absolutely.
As well,
yeah, absolutely, you know? Yeah, quite right. If you can afford it, then that's the way football's gone. But, you know, if you can't get a ticket, how are you going to get it? So they're in the corner and they'll pay a lot of money over the top of the ticket value but to get the ticket. The problem is, when you've... It's a lot of it happens with season tickets, doesn't it? People got season tickets and they're not going to a game. So these tickets get swapped around a little bit. And I think that could be a bit of an issue as well.
I think that's why they brought the fan cards in, wasn't it? Because do you remember maybe 5 years ago there was people who had like 20 season ticket books?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
There wasn't there? Well, they've tried to eradicate that. When we had fan cards.
The bar in town, you know, there was all sorts of people, you know, exchanging.
Swapping
tickets. And, you know, that's what happens now, you know. And you don't want to see... You see... some seats, don't you, sometimes empty and they're wasted, you know, you want to see kids in there, get in there, you know, and all Liverpool are trying to do that in certain games, big games, you know, if anyone can't go, you know, the club will genuinely buy the ticket back off them and give someone else the chance, the opportunity to go there at face value. But I applaud him. I applaud him, absolutely. You know, we want to see genuine people getting the tickets.
What's the situation with Everton? Because it's sold out for most of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen, I think, do they use it? I think StubHub is a company that, you know, does that sales tickets on kind of thing, supposedly legitimately. But I don't know, it's a problem with football. It's been there since the year dot, ticket touts. You know, I remember when we played... ticket touts for cup finals, everything else. Everybody wanted a piece of it. So it's been going on for ages. People have made a really good living out of being a ticket tout. Liverpool taking a stance on it, which I think is good, honourable. I think they're not the first. I'm sure Manchester United have the same problem. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Man City maybe not at this moment in time, but Man United would have had a problem. I'm sure Chelsea and Arsenal would have a problem as well. So it goes on. But, you know, listen, if they all stick together and try and get rid of it and eradicate the problem, all well and good. But I just think it's a difficult job.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Right, Radio City Legends with 188Bet. Let's talk Liverpool and get a caller on the line. We're going to talk with Kenny. Evening, Kenny.
Hi, boys. How are we?
Hey, Kenny.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, John.
Come on, give me the worst, mate.
How bad was that on Monday? Depressing was that?
It was very depressing, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, you could tell after 10 minutes, couldn't you? It's just not at it. Like, you get a feeling, don't you, that it's just not going to happen tonight.
You know,
for me, I know I was your half backing on it with obviously Coutinho going. But I tell you what, I mean, if he doesn't play someone like him, we're going to... I can see there's going to be many more days like that. You know what I mean? Because that team's set up against us. And I just hope it doesn't go pear-shaped now because of it, like.
Yeah, but, you know, we've done a lot better this year than the last year or two, you know, with teams that set up like that. We've been pretty good this year, you know, as a whole.
Yeah, but we're relying on one man to break them down, John, and he's gone now. You know what I mean? You take him out the equation. For me, the fella who was setting up the best chances on Monday, believe it or not, was Van Dijk. He said, a lovely one for Salah in the first half, nice little dink over the top. And I say the one right at the end, Van Dijk's he's in the penalty box, sets it up on a play for Firmino. I mean, if you watch your back, Van Dijk's away, he's celebrating, he's going to score. Well, there are probably two best chances and set up by our centre-half. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, where's our midfield? Where's Chan? I know when the army or whatever, I can never...
They just didn't function.
He's gone off.
Ken, they didn't function. The front three... didn't function, mate. Normally, you can carry one player. No, if Salah has a bad day or Mane has a bad day, or for me, normally you can carry one. But the three of them were as poor as I've seen them, and you can't carry three. They just didn't look like they had a goal in them all the game. The midfield three were not constructive. They weren't sharp enough for whatever reason and didn't really dictate. But they were allowed to have the ball, but they couldn't find the ways or the means to get the other three involved. And that's when you need something to happen, like someone to pop up out of, like a defender to score off a corner, or someone to do something ridiculously good, because they're not going to make a mistake the way they set up. But we didn't have anyone on the night that could do that, you know. So I wouldn't go back to Coutinho. I understand if he's on the pitch, possibly he could have done something, you know. Yeah. But I wouldn't go back to that scenario. But I'm with you. I'd rather see his replacement quicker rather than later.
Yeah, because it all could go wrong, John, you know what I mean? All the hard work all season. Because I see everyone, we know how all teams are going to, apart from Man City and your Arsenals and that, they're all going to set up exactly the same. And if you're relying on Chan and Wijnaldum and people like that to create it and break teams down, well, that's them two. It's not going to happen with them two. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. No, so he's got to do something about it, because potentially, I don't know where it's... You know, I know it's only one defeat in 18, it sounds like the doom and gloom. I can see how it's going to... It could all just go pear-shaped, you know what I mean? Because we've let one player go and we haven't replaced them.
The bigger point that Kenny's making at the moment is there's a week until the transfer window shuts. Should Liverpool not have been doing some activity in the forward area?
Hope so.
How good have those players been all season?
Yeah.
So they're going to have a spell where they're off. Yeah. It doesn't mean to say they're bad players. It just in that performance, they didn't turn up. They just went at it, kind of
all
thing.
Of
but I wouldn't worry about, you know, Coutinho. I know. Listen, I would worry. Coutinho was a fabulous player, you know, and it is a loss. But I still think in that team, you've got enough players that will step up. And I know you're disappointed with the game against Swansea, and quite rightly so. But I don't think you've got anything to worry about. I think, you know, Liverpool will probably strengthen again in the summer. I think with this team, I still think you'll get what you deserve to get.
It's just a pity that the fact that we you know, instead of trying to catch Man United, we're not going to catch City, but you want to try and catch Man United, you know, as a statement, which it's a kick in the stomach. But also, we've let Tottenham and Arsenal back into the game, whereas we should have gone 3 points more ahead of Tottenham, beat them at home, really puts them out of the equation at the top four. You can start thinking about Man United and Chelsea then. But it's just simply like Liverpool do it all the time. They don't do it the easy way, unfortunately. But Sharpie's right. You know, I think, you know, we've got an awful lot going forward. In an ideal world, if there's someone out there, Ken, who is available at the right price, the manager would get him. But it's not worth just going out for the sake of it, paying over the top, whatever.
I know it might sound doom and gloom, but I'm just because of what it could the way the team's set up against us.
Your confidence has been knocked, you know, that's natural.
Yeah, confidence has been knocked, yeah, you know what I mean? Because we're all flying high against City, saying, who needs Coutinho and all. And I thought, hang on a minute, this is City, it's two teams going at one another. This is not going to be like this every week, you know what I mean? And my concern is, I don't know if we've got the personnel to break teams down, who are going to set up like that week in and week out.
Well,
that's only my concern.
Do something about it. Do you know what we should? City are good at doing it when that happens, because obviously,
They're patient.
Yeah, the patient. Yeah. And it's all right being patient, but you've got to be sharp. Yeah. The passing got to be bang, bang, bang. But you've got to look to go out to win. Mm. You've got to get more width. And Trent should have come on at half time because he's better going forward, and he's got a goal in him. But you've got to wait for the right moment to get them in, get around the back, and once you're on the back, that's when it opens up. But we just couldn't get him in behind them. You know, the only time we could get him behind was long diff, as you said, really a couple of really good balls over the top when they played quite an high line, and the two lads, Salah and Manny, got in, but they made the mess of the little opportunity that they had. But I just think
with the way they play, that they played the four centre-backs and then the four in front or the five in front, they were wanting Liverpool to put it out wide. Because if Liverpool put the ball in the box, they had Mawson, they had all that kind of thing. Yeah. So they wanted that. And then they didn't put any space for Liverpool to get in between the holes and all that. So they did their homework right. But listen, as you said, Tottenham are having a dodgy spell. Chelsea have been having a dodgy spell. It's not always been great there as well. Every team has it. But I think, I agree with you in one thing, I think Manny's been off it the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's been off for a while, actually.
You still have faith and belief that they're going to come good and they'll be all right.
Sharpie, I'll tell you something, you know, and going back old-fashionedly, but what Sharpie said, you know, he's on the same length as I am, and you know, we're thinking about football. When it happens like that, they had five at the back, and they had four and then one. Like, you've got to get the balls wide, and then you'd have Firmino attacking. You get balls into the box from that. You have Firmino attacking, you have Mane from the other side, you have Salah trying to get him, and you have two of your three midfielders getting in the box. And that's the only way you can get a goal basically when it's happening like that. If you get a good delivery in, someone attacking the ball, someone attacking the space, you get a headed goal because you've got four or five in the box. That's the time where you, when teams are playing like that, you've got a wide, good deliveries in the box and things can happen for you. You're in a sharpie, you know, something just might happen.
I just think with them, the way they set up, you know, the fullbacks weren't told to get forward, so they were just kind of saying, just bunching up and just showing them inside. And Liverpool, a number of times you watch Liverpool just come inside, look to get out, come back in, come back out. It was too slow, but only because they'd done their homework spot on. And then when the ball did come in the box, they had the boy Mawson heading things out for fun.
So Liverpool turned to Danny Ings. That's who they've got on the bench.
Nearly scored, didn't he?
No, but this is the point I'm trying to make. You know, there's other teams that have got stronger players. He's a good player, but he's still coming back from a long injury.
I agree with you.
So is this not a week where you actually look for a player who can add some goals? Sturridge is clearly virtually on his way, isn't he?
Aubameyang, that by all accounts,
you wouldn't pay £50 million for him, would you?
That's what I'm saying. So where do you go?
They must know. There must be some sort of scouting.
But what I'm saying is there is not that much about in January for a start. But there's not that much about that is going to... I think if Liverpool were bringing somebody in, it would have to be Aubameyang at 50, 60, 70 million, or it would have to be somebody till the end of the season, 18 months maximum.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot on at the moment. I don't think there's a lot out there at the moment.
You know, when you look, it's not ideal because what you said, Steve, there, you got Sturridge, like, we don't know what's happening with him, and he might come back into the equation, and it looks like he's going to be in the squad at the weekend.
You
know, Danny Ings, and you know, Danny's been out for a long time. It's difficult. He come on, he nearly got a goal, to be fair to him, but it's not ideal, you know. Solanke, we got great potential, but he's still not got to score the goal, so that's hanging on his shoulders big time. So, you know, you're looking there, and Firmino doesn't do it. He's going to actually come on and do it. So there's an argument there, you know. But for me to do it, one of them, you'd have to try and do a deal with Sturridge and then, you know, Aubameyang, whatever, I can't even pronounce his name.
Aubameyang.
You'd have him all day, but for some reason, Klopp's had him before.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not taking the bait. So there must be something that he doesn't fancy.
So, well, maybe him, maybe not him. But in 2 months' time, if they do well in the Champions League, do you not think they might look back at this window and think, we actually should have bought?
But the ones that Liverpool have got at this moment in time, you wouldn't swap them, would you?
No.
Well, no, I'm just saying they need reinforcing.
Well, they do kind of things, see, but all I'm saying is...
They could lose two goal providers in Coutinho and Sturridge.
But here, then, should they went for Alex Sanchez and pay that money?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Why?
But if they want to do that, but Liverpool are not going to do that. If they want to do that, then they open a can of worms, because every single person coming to Liverpool will want the same wages.
That's the problem. That's the problem. That Liverpool can get them.
Well, you buy success these days, don't you?
No, but not to
keep up with the Joneses. But it makes a massive problem with the squad and with the pay structure.
Kenny, would you buy Sanchez?
Not at the wages he was on. I'm with you. I'll be honest with you. I just think he caused too much problems in the dressing room. Look, great player. If he's on the same wages as everybody, I'd have him tomorrow. Know what I mean? But the fact he was coming in at 350 or whatever it is a week, which is just ridiculous.
I think every single Man United player should go knock at the manager's door tomorrow. Every one of them has 350 grand a week.
They've already been here this morning.
They're supposed to have the money anyway, so give them all it.
Nice one, Kenny. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Kenny.
He got it off his chest.
It's an interesting one, and I can see with Sanchez and all that, Manchester United were in. I don't know if Liverpool were in for him, but I'm not sure.
I'd love to have had him, but...
When Suarez left, you were doing, you're not, you were saying, this is the man we should be having in.
That was the problem. Liverpool should have got him then, Steve. Yeah. It was bad management from Liverpool point of view. Whoever done the deal, he shouldn't have been allowed to go to Barcelona till Sanchez signed for Liverpool. And, you know, who knows what might have happened, because on his day, he's a sensational, brilliant player. But now, I think there could be a bit of disruption in Man United's camp now, and I'm hoping so with him going there.
Go on then, tell me about who's available.
I'm not a scout, I'm just saying
off the top of your head, you're looking all in Germany and Italy.
We've seen three big players moving this window in Van Dijk, Sanchez and Aubameyang.
Yeah.
So
Aubameyang's not moved yet, has he?
Yeah, but don't you be giving me that. You told me he was. So we know
Arsenal got a short.
We know that some big players are moving in the window. That's what I'm saying.
But Sanchez, United have paid the money for him. Aubameyang, I still think is a gamble. Is a gamble for Arsenal. You know, we don't know what kind of lad he by all accounts he likes a night out and all that kind of thing. You don't know what he's going to be like. I just think you've got to be really careful now. And Liverpool and Everton and all the clubs want the best players at their club. But it's not as easy as that. It's not as easy
as that. Well, you've spent £30 million on Tosin, haven't you?
Well, exactly, and we don't know. And then
but you'd prefer to have him than not have him.
I haven't seen anything that tells me that, yeah. I haven't seen anything that tells me yeah, but I prefer to have him. You know what I'm saying? So it's a gamble. So whatever you do, and Tosin was only £27 million, it was a gamble. Never played in the Premier League before. Got a decent record in Turkey. But does that mean you're going to do it? Davy Klaassen. Not had a kick in English football for that man. You're taking a gamble. And I just don't think there's many now gambles out there that come off for you. Mm. Aubameyang's well-known, everybody else. Sanchez is well-known. They're established.
Aubameyang, you look at his stats of goal-scoring-wise, it's not bad at all. It's very, very good.
14 in 15 games this season.
Brilliant, you know. So, yeah, but there's baggage there. And Klopp will know more than anyone else because the German players and they know the coaches and the managers, he's not daft. He'll have gone into it. There might be a little bit more behind the scenes than what we don't know, you know, if he doesn't go in for him.
You don't want another Mario, do you? Right, no. Boys, thank you very much indeed. 4 minutes past 7 o'clock, Radio City Legends with 188bet.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Call now 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Okay, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. The boys are ready for some pens. John used the VAR system on Monday to determine that he had a draw out of that one.
No, so it's really done.
No, he lost, in all honesty. So, have they been swatting up throughout the course of the week? We've got some fussy questions. Just fussy questions tonight. It's not general knowledge.
Good.
So let's see where the boys go with this one. You can let John start first.
Yeah, go
first
on. Question. Yeah, go
all
on.
Right. John,
go on, I'll go away. I think
six pens. Which one do you want to choose?
Starts off with number four, doesn't he? So I'll go with number four.
All right, number four. How many of Henry VIII's wives...
Go on. Was we're beheaded.
We're called Catherine.
Oh, behave yourself. That's easy.
How many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine? Yes.
I'll have a guess and say three.
Catherine Parr, Catherine of Aragon.
Oh, what do you think the answer is?
Two.
It is one of those where you don't want to watch.
Is it? So what? That was on the Chiefs the weekend. And I've seen it. I thought it was three.
The answer was... did you say three?
I said three.
Oh, sorry, three is correct. Apologies.
Oh, yeah, did it get in there?
Apologies.
I thought it was on the
Chiefs. Yes!
Yeah, Kathy Shaw. That is correct. I've got to put a tick next to that. Sharpie, where do you want to go?
Two.
Number two, a letter allegedly received from one of the escapees of which prison has emerged in the past few
Alcatraz
days.
Yeah. Didn't see that.
Very good indeed. That was number two.
Three of them got out of it, didn't they? And one of the fellas got out of them and wrote a letter to say it was me. They thought they'd died in the water going across.
He was swatting up on his general knowledge this week. Well, you, John, right, where do you want to go?
One.
Got to get a footy question now. Ademola Lookman is rumoured to be potentially leaving Everton on loan in this window. But how many goals has he scored for the Blues since he joined?
I can only remember one. Maybe I'll have a guess at two.
I'd have said that.
Absolutely no idea.
The answer is actually three.
Is it?
Sharpie, you can take a lead. Go on.
Five.
Number five. In what year did Seamus Coleman sign for Everton?
Sharpie, come on. If you get that, you're going to have some stick.
When did Seamus sign for Everton?
2011.
2011?
You ran out of time there. The cuckoo's gone.
Absolutely no idea.
2009.
Oh.
That long ago.
What number was that?
Nine years. That was number five. There we go. Nice. He's opened the door for you again, John.
I'm going to go number three.
Number three. Name the young Scottish left-back.
Oh.
You should know this. I saw you on social media. Respond to it.
Oh, come
Name
on.
Name the young Scottish left-back. Liverpool are reportedly in the process...
From Falkirk.
...of signing.
For 200 grand. I forgot his name.
Robertson.
I heard it, but I forgot his name. Yeah. I don't know.
One of the lead singers of Oasis.
Too late.
Gallagher.
First name.
No.
Jamie.
No.
You don't get Jamie that. Gallagher, was it?
What is going through his head?
What's his name?
What is going through his head?
Tony Gallagher.
I know, not Gallagher. I did hear it, but I didn't get his name.
This is to win it.
Okay, it's 1-1. John's the master of draws, though,
isn't he?
This is
to win it.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Go on, six.
Daniel Sturridge could leave Liverpool in this transfer window. But in what year did the mighty Daniel Sturridge sign for Liverpool?
Sharpie. Absolute doddle, mate.
12.
Ooh! Oh, dear me!
It's a draw!
What was it?
You were just 1 year out.
11?
2013.
13?
I thought you said.
Love a good draw on the quiz. Well done, boys. John, that's a success for you. That's
your third draw this season. I'm telling you what, I'm doing all right here.
At this rate, you've got three points on the board, haven't you?
Stop the rot, mate.
Sharpie's devastated when he gets a draw, right?
Yeah. I don't even guess. He's Coleman okay. And Sturridge.
Didn't do badly anyway. All right, we resume with that on Monday. Before we get back to the phone lines, we have Bobby waiting. Just a thought on Phil Neville's situation. He's the new England women's manager. Of course, some old tweets of his were dug up to suggest that maybe he'd been a little bit sexist in the past. He's never had a management job before, and yet he goes to the very top of the ladder with the FA. Is that fair, boys?
No disrespect. Why do you want to do that?
Why would he want the job?
Yeah, well, he's been in Valencia. He was coaching with his brother at Valencia. Yeah. You would think for him the natural progression would be to start out at a lower league club
and try and work your way up.
Or I'd say a lower league club.
It's a strange one.
Yeah, and then work his way up. I just don't know. I can't see.
Where do you go after that?
Exactly.
Does he think he's going to go into the England under-21s or the 18s after that? Or
is he just going to get in the system? Is he just getting in the system, the FA?
There's going to be a thought behind it. And obviously when he spoke to the FA, I don't know. You know, women's football is big. You know, I enjoy watching it, Liverpool when they play on LFC TV and all that. But you know, it's just a strange one, isn't it? It really is. I thought it was a really strange one.
I just think, where's he going with that? I thought he wanted to be a coach. No disrespect, but go down lower leagues and work his way up. And,
especially when you've always been in that sort of situation.
Yeah. And then try it from there. But as John said quite rightly, whether he's just getting himself a foot in the door of the FA and then moving from there
That's what happens.
Gareth Southgate started the under-21s or something, didn't he? And moved his way up. So
sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Would sound correct, wouldn't it?
Strange one.
John, make sure you delete your Twitter account when you take on your next job.
No, I'm taking no job, mate, I'll tell you what. I'm manager
you prefer the
City.
Twitter account.
you could manage the coffee in here, you get one.
You
don't even get a pint at Christmas.
No.
Christmases, we haven't had a pint
after. Come on, boys.
Deep down, he gave me one sweetie today. He had a whole bag and he gave me one. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to the phone.
Lots of people want to talk to you.
The humbug.
It was as well, wasn't it?
That's about right for Dave.
Let's talk with Bobby about Everton. Evening, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm not that depressed, Graeme, to be honest with you. I think he's got a job on, hasn't he? And I'm not too anti-Allardyce so far,
nope.
of what I've seen.
No.
I think it's an absolute mess.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a quick fix, and I'll take being ninth or whatever from 17. I'll take that for a start.
All day long.
Just a couple of things. The elephant in the room, and I was there Saturday again, and I turned around to myself and said, you know, Gylfi Sigurdsson, 45 million quid. Is it just me, Graeme, or?
No.
I mean, you know, you're talking £45 million here. And I'm on about a fella who I think Allardyce hit the nail on the head afterwards when he was talking about him and Rooney. They don't cover ground. And I think what he meant by that is they're just not quick enough covering ground.
Yep.
There's no pace there. And he's like an American footballer to me. He's brought on just to take free kicks that haven't been great.
Bob, they're called luxury players, aren't they? Sometimes you see them over the years. That's what we used to call them in our day, didn't we?
Well, I haven't even seen any luxury, John. Honestly, I'm not kidding you. If I'd bought him for 15 million quid off Aston Villa in the summer, he would not be in the side now. And that's not being harsh on the lad, he's a tryer. But I'm looking at it and thinking, am I missing something here? Or, you know, every time the lad gets a corner or a free kick, I'm on the edge of my seat and then end up sliding back. I mean, you were talking about tossing there, Graeme.
Yeah.
Tossing, I don't know what. If you look at his stats, he plays with a target man. He did at Besiktas. He played with Negredo, the lad from City.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him up front Saturday and rubbed my hands going into it thinking, Sigurdsson's in his proper position here, we're going to see this. And after about 20 minutes, as I said, I'm looking for his phone number because he's gone missing again.
Well, I think, Bobby, I think the Tosin situation, I don't know, you have Tosin, you have Calvert-Lewin, you have Nias. the problem's the same. They don't get any support.
He's and never played with two forwards, though, Graham.
No, I know. That's the problem.
Sharpie, didn't you say... Do you know we were talking before, then, Bobby, and Sharpie was talking about the game and next week, the middle of the week. And you actually said you'd play really up top with him, didn't you? Funny enough, as your bros are playing too.
Yeah, I just think he's got to change it. And whether it be Rooney up top or Walcott...
Would you pay me ass?
Nias and Tosin.
Well, there's no weight, is there? What I'm saying is, the Rooney one, he's tried that earlier on the season. To me, it didn't work. He was off the pace. He was coming too deep, Rooney. Nias, he can't trap a bag of cement, but what he can do is he can put his weight about up front and cause problems and let him work off that. Yeah. Or even Calvert-Lewin. But I think the one striker with a number 10, it's been tried now for like 6 months and it's not working.
The thing is, he might play Walcott there. He might play Walcott there and just tell me, just buzz around. Tosin get a little bit of an understanding together, but for every striker who's played up there, I feel sorry for them because
they'll try and bring someone in game up front.
I doubt it. I think he's got enough. I think he's Tosin, Nias, Walcott can play up there. Rooney can go up there. Calvert-Lewin. So I don't think that'll be a priority for him. I still think the left back situation is a priority and should have been addressed. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I just think against Leicester, we've got to defend. And we talked to one of the callers, I think it was Joel on at first, and he was saying about Ashley Williams, bringing Ashley Williams in. And what I agreed with him was, we need to get a settled back four and just say, that's a back four. Come rain or shine, okay, the left back is a problem.
See, but I'm a firm believer in Graham. I spoke to you about this a couple of months ago. I always remember speaking to Kevin Ratcliffe, and he said, if there's no central midfield, everyone's exposed.
Yeah.
And I noticed on Saturday, I sit in the top balcony right above them. Mm. Both Williams and Holgate, if you're not showing short for them and coming the midfield deep and trying to take the ball off them, they're a bag of nerves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's happening is you've got Schneiderling and either Davis or Garner or whoever any of them permutations are.
Yeah.
And they're just not doing the job. So therefore, you're either going to go route one right the way up front, which it looks to be fair, they're trying to play football. But time and time again, your heart's in your mouth when they're knocking balls sideways, they're nervous.
Yeah.
And I think it's the midfield and not the back four that's creating the bad back four. Right in front of them, there's no protection at all.
But why don't you, Bobby, then, and if that's the case and they're not the best on the ball, why don't you just say, right, OK, Jordan Pickford gets the ball, get the back four pushed up the field, don't be coming to get it short because you can't play on the ball, you're not comfortable, whether it be Williams, Jagiel, Keane, Holgate, not comfortable on the ball, why give it to him? Why not just say
contrary
it?
To belief and stereotype, I thought that's what Allardyce would have done, but they do seem to actually try and play football against the grain in the back four, which surprises me instead of going long, probably you haven't got a target man to aim at. But
I just think if you move your team up, and we're not blessed with people at the back who can play football, so for me, And I'm a little bit surprised with Sam. I said, right, OK, get it. Get out to the halfway line or just by the halfway line and be compact and win the second ball and try and play from there. But as soon as you notice, when we get the ball at the back, I can guarantee after five passes we give it away. So what I'm saying is, for me personally, I'd say, right, OK, you're not comfortable on the ball. Don't have it. Get it forward. Win in that area and be more on the front foot. Because at the moment we go into these games and it's so down in the atmosphere and everything else, we need to get on the front foot early at Goodison Park.
I feel for them in a way, because the permutations that he's trying, like everyone at Spurs last week was saying, well, drop Rooney, he's had his better days. And then he gets slaughtered for not playing in the next week.
Yeah.
And then the same will be with Sigurdsson next week or Garner. Why didn't Garner play?
Yeah.
Why Sigurdsson? And then all the permutations are not working, which would lead us to the basic.
Bobby, great points.
The players aren't good enough.
Great points, but we have to move on. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers,
top
Bobby.
Man. Right, this is Radio City Legends with 188BET, our wonderful sponsors. So let's talk to Chris Graham from 188BET and see if we can get some odds for Liverpool's tremendous weekend success over West Brom, which lies ahead. Evening to you, Chris.
How are you doing, Steve?
Oh, thank you for your company this evening. Right, tell us why Liverpool...
Is this about the FA Cup?
The FA Cup, you're not in it.
I'm off, yeah.
We'll get on to the Premier League in a minute, don't worry about that. Chris, how's it stacked up on the betting front, looking at this fixture at the weekend?
Liverpool strong favourites, as you can imagine, Steve. 3-10 to win this game. We've got the draw at 5-1, West Brom 8-1. But West Brom 1-6. Pardew's turning the corner, you think, with this club. Liverpool hurting, hurting after Monday night. How will they bounce back for this? They're the strong favourites here, but we've seen some money for West Brom at 8-1, you know.
Have you? 8-1? Tell you what, that's decent. The one thing I say about Liverpool, John, is under Klopp, they've not had a relationship with the FA Cup, have they yet?
No.
He's not anyway, has he?
No. Last year, we chopped and chained. We didn't have a really strong squad last year, and we struggled against Plymouth. Then Wolves deservedly knocked us out. Hopefully, it's a lesson that he's took on board. West Brom, look, at the end of the day, a replay is no good to no one.
No.
Even to West Brom. If we go there, we'll just as likely to turn him over as you are at Anfield. There's no real bonus for them being wrong, in my opinion. But he'll come and do that. He'll try and do that. He'll try and get a draw. You know, he won't come and take us on. We've seen them come and they did. They nullified us in the league not too long ago. They'll take a lot of confidence out of that and try and do the same. You know, we need to break them down early. You know, get a goal against them. It's a different game in the FA Cup of all cups because you've got to throw. You might as well get beat 6-0 rather than 1-0. You've got to have a goal once you go behind. So the important thing from Liverpool perspective is get the first goal.
Hey, we watched the game the other week. Chris, did you see it?
Oh, it was minging.
It was awful, Liverpool West Brom.
Minging.
Yeah, really poor game. Now, and actually, there's been money for that scoreline to be repeated. It's 18.5-1 for another 0-0 draw. And there's been, yeah, I won't say a flood of bets, but there's been a few bets on that. A lot of people thinking that, you know, this game for me, who wants it more? I don't think any of them really, really want to win it. But it's who wants it more. Do West Brom need this hassle? They're trying to stay up.
That's a good point.
Liverpool have got some big targets. So there's been money for 0-0.
So you know, because you're right there, because, you know, it is for teams that need to stay up as they do. You get sucked in with the cup sharpie, you know. It takes your eye off the league. And who you're talking about, 140 million. Would Real have the silverware or be in a premiership?
Silverware is
definitely, or be in the premiership next year. I'll tell you what the owner will want. He'll want the dough. Yeah. In the Premiership, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
But you also look at it as well and say, well, if you had a decent run in the FA Cup, your confidence builds and you go from game to game. I've seen West Brom last week at Everton. As always, big, strong, physical side. We'll look at set pieces to try and get there. Rondon was a big threat last week, got a hold of it, so he could be a threat yet. So I can't see it being goalless, I have to say.
Let me give you a fascinating stat heading into this one. Jed, the statistician from Liverpool, sent this out, so I take no credit for it. Who's the last Liverpool player to score more than once in an FA Cup game at Anfield?
John Aldridge.
Serious?
Yeah, who's the last Liverpool player to score more than once in an FA Cup game at Anfield? Chris, do you know?
Wow, that's a good question. Emil Heskey?
Robbie Fowler.
Well, actually, you're sort of going back to the rhyme, Tan. I'll give you a choice. Steven Gerrard or Yossi Benayoun?
Yossi Benayoun.
I'd go Steve.
Yeah, because there'd be no other reason for me to put his name in. Do you remember 10 years ago against Havant and Waterlooville? Last time a Liverpool player got more than once.
You're lucky they should have won.
They went 2-0 up.
Yeah, they should have won.
Yeah, they were brilliant. They were,
referee again.
These referees. We commentate on that one. John was doing his knot. Just before you go, Chris, who's the favourite for the competition?
It's Manchester City, as you can imagine. They're 5-2 to win it. Then they've got Arsenal fifth favourites, Manchester United second favourites, Liverpool fourth favourites in the FA Cup.
What price is that, Chris?
We've got Liverpool at 6-1.
Get your dough on it. Get your money,
Chris. We've got to leave you there. Thank you very much indeed, Chris.
No problem,
Chris from 188 Bet with some of the odds, boys. Thank you very much indeed. Shop, enjoy your weekend off.
I will do. Thank you very much.
See you at Anfield on Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:45 kickoff. You won't be able to watch, was it, The Voice, Steve?
You deserve it.
You'd be struggling there.
You know what? I'll be watching.
What?
The Voice.
Right, we'll see you on Monday for another Legends.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188 Bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.